Thanks for contacting customer support. Maya speaking. I'm assist you.
Yes, I am. Please remind me. I have a charge on my Visa bill that for. Hang on, just 1 second, please. For $59.89, and the charge was made on 4/21. Can you tell me what that is?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Can I have a zip code, please?
Can you have a what?
The zip code.
Oh, the zip code is...
Yes, ma'am.
28785. Or it could be 28721.
First and last name?
Romine. My name is Janice Romine.
Okay, can you give me the second zip code?
And the second zip code?
Yes, ma'am. It's not coming up with that first one, 28785.
28721.
And your first and last name again, please?
My first name is Janice. My last name is Romine.
Okay. Give me 1 second to get this account pulled up. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Well, that's what I'm not sure of. We have a cabin and a house. So the address could be 1389 Beantown Road, Waynesville, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that it?
Do you know Eagle Road?
Eagle Ridge.
Okay.
Yeah, 193 Eagle Ridge is the house.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see back in May, you enter a sweepstakes contest, and it gave you a chance to, you would get your name put in a raffle drawing to win. They probably stated an iPad, a Craftsman toolbox, a kitchen.
What was the first?
Probably some Airbuds, iPad, or KitchenMaid, a kitchen blender, a pots, pans.
Let me just tell you, I did not enter a sweepstakes, and I have not received any of that stuff.
No, ma'am, you will not receive it. It's not the actual item itself. Is your name will only be put in a drawing for to win those items. And you did it back on the 21st of April.
Nope, I didn't do it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And what I can do is I can get you counseled, and you won't be billed for those sweepstakes anymore.
Well, I don't want to be billed for this one. I didn't enter it.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is get you counseled, and you will not be billed anymore.
But what about this $59?
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is I can offer you 35% discount on your recurring charge if you ever decide to come back with us.
No, I didn't approve this.
Yes, ma'am. I can do is get you counseled out, and you will not be charged anymore.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I don't want to be charged $59. I didn't approve that.
Yes, ma'am. The most I can do is give you a 50% discount of you on recurring charges.
Well, I'm going to have to get in touch with my Visa and let them handle it, I guess.
Okay, ma'am. Let me see what I can do for you. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
If you do a free trial and call is canceled within the day that it says, then it is counting. But if you don't call and cancel, then they will charge.
Okay, ma'am. I have got that account canceled for you, and I have also got you that refund of $59.89, and you will not receive any more current charges from us. Thank you for contacting customer support. Would you like a confirmations code?
Yes, please. Hold on 1 second. So you did get them to refund that money?
Yes, ma'am, and I have you canceled.
Well, I don't know what that means. Oh, you canceled it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, they won't charge you again, ever.
Okay. Let me just put a confirmation number, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready now.
Okay. C as in cat. 920.
920.
Yes, ma'am. 751.
751.
Yes, ma'am. 666.
666.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Really do appreciate the help, because you know what? And I'm sitting here thinking this after you got off the line. I actually had to get a new card last month because mine was missing. I mean, I thought I could have lost it. I can't say somebody stole it, but you know what? It's kind of suspicious, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm glad that I could help you today on canceling that account and getting you that refunded.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a nice day.
You too.